From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. China today suspended military exchanges with the U.S. to protest U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. The Obama administration notified Congress yesterday it's proposing a $6.4 billion arms package for the island, which China claims as its own. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Tokyo.
The official Xinhua news agency carried a statement from the defense ministry, which said that the arms sale had harmed China's national security and that planned visits between the two militaries would therefore be temporarily suspended. It added that the defense ministry had summoned the U.S. defense attaché in Beijing and lodged a formal protest. The proposed arms package includes Black Hawk helicopters and Patriot air defense missiles. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister He Yafei, meanwhile, summoned U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman and said the weapon sales would have a negative impact on many areas of cooperation between the two countries. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
Officials in Pakistan say a suicide bomber attacked a police checkpoint in the northwestern part of the country today. They say at least 14 people were killed. Also in Pakistan, a U.S. drone fired a missile into a militant compound along the Afghan border, killing at least five militants. Officials in Afghanistan say NATO forces clashed with Afghan forces today in what they suspect was a case of friendly fire. Four Afghan soldiers were killed. Yesterday, in the same area, an Afghan interpreter shot and killed two U.S. servicemen. No motive was provided. Officials from several countries are discussing bank regulation issues with international bankers on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
International heavyweights such as the French finance minister, British Treasury chief, and President Obama's top economic advisor, Lawrence Summers, discussed bank regulation behind closed doors. Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, who also was present, told the media Washington was determined to go ahead with plans to enact strong, sensible regulation. He rejected fears these proposals threatened to choke off growth in the banking industry. Several countries attending the Davos Forum have expressed concerns that too much regulation could threaten the global economy. Frank brushed these concerns aside and said the U.S. has made a decision and would do what it had to do. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The main militant group in Nigeria announced today it's ending its three-month-old ceasefire. The movement for the emancipation of the Niger Delta threatened what it called an all-out onslaught on the biggest oil and gas industry in Africa. The statement warned oil companies to halt operations as installations will be burned to the ground. Militants have been attacking oil pipelines for 4 years. You're listening to NPR News. Lawmakers in Hawaii yesterday decided not to vote on a bill that would legalize same-sex civil unions. The Senate had approved the measure last week, but House leaders decided to postpone a decision indefinitely. Supporters say members don't want to be on record in favor of civil unions in an election year. No roll call was taken on the postponement, which effectively kills the measure. No roll call meant that members were able to shout aye or nay rather than have their votes on the record. Five states have approved same-sex civil unions, while five others have legalized same-sex marriage. A California panel has declared that more than 100 items left on the lunar surface during the Apollo 11 mission an historical resource. It's the site where humans first stepped on the moon. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
A panel of California preservationists became part of a five-state movement to have the site called Tranquility Base declared of historic interest. The five states, including Texas, New Mexico, Alabama, and Florida, were deeply involved in the Apollo program. Their historic preservationists hope the Tranquility Base will become a national and eventually a world historic landmark. The designation doesn't apply to the lunar surface, but to the accumulation of items left there by astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Armstrong became the first human to set foot on the moon after he landed in the lunar module Eagle on July 20, 1969. The 40th anniversary of the landmark mission will be celebrated this year. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
In tennis, Serena Williams beat Justine Henin to win the women's singles final at the Australian Open today. This is her fifth Australian Open title. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.